This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muschietti. Hey, I have a granddaughter. She's the daughter of my stepson. Yeah. When I met Ms. Muschietti way back in the olden days, she came with a little boy, and his name is Jamie, and his wife Tahira, and they live in Brooklyn, New York, and Sasha is their daughter. And for the last three summers, Ms. Muschietti has flown back to Brooklyn, New York, where they live, and returned with our granddaughter Sasha in tow. And for about 3 weeks, we call our home near the banks of the Ojolote Camp Spadefoot. And we play, and we horseback ride, and we hike, and we ride bikes, and we splash in a stock tank, and we catch wild critters from insects to turtles and snakes, and we play with the dogs and the cats. And we read, and there is nothing better than a kid that loves to read, and she's a lucky girl, as her grandmother is the local county branch librarian. Life is good at Camp Spadefoot, but when it ends, someone needs to fly back with 8-year-old Sasha, our granddaughter. And this year, I decided I would like to fly back with her to Brooklyn and spend some time visiting and poking around. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that I had not been back to New York City or anywhere in that vicinity since I was 19 years old. I'm a stick in the mud nowadays near the banks of the Ojolote, especially true with monsoon upon us. But listen, I knew I needed to see family and have an adventure as well. And I mean, their home was in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, and it was very close to Prospect Park and the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. And I was promised a trip to the New York Botanical Gardens as well. And I did say I really needed to ride on the bug carousel at the Bronx Zoo. Not too far a walk from the New York Botanical Gardens. Oh, yeah, I mean, I got a ride on the bug carousel at the Bronx Zoo, and I was hoping to ride on the dung beetle. Oh, I had to. And so, Sasha flew back to Brooklyn with Grandpa Petey in tow. Oh, my gosh, I was in awe, watching people of all races, cultures, religions, languages, walking the sidewalks, riding the subways. Oh, my, I was so excited. It was so cool. And the street trees, of course, I can't help myself. The street trees, there were immense London plane trees along sidewalks in front of large Victorian homes. London plane trees are a sycamore hybrid that nobody even knows, you know, its origin. It's been around so many years in streets of London, streets of Brooklyn. There were locust trees and ginkgo trees and, yes, tree of heaven. In a sidewalk situation, you know, it doesn't sort of spread, though it was in many vacant lots. What a varmint. Atlantis. Think a tree grows in Brooklyn. That's the tree. Not a sumac, as folks try to tell me. No, it's an Acima boraceae family, the quasia family. And what a varmint. What a varmint. Okay. I'm Mr. Snooty Plants. Anyway, but cool street trees abounded. And at two botanical gardens, I toured the hardwood forest trails. And later, in the Hudson Valley, I got some more hardwood forest units. At the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, I noticed a tag on a huge tree, and it said, tulip tree, Liodendron tulipifera, tulipifera. That's it, tulipifera. Oh, my! A tree of my Kentucky childhood. Well, and it ranges from Rhode Island, Vermont, and south to Arkansas, Florida. But a tree I remembered. Oh my! They get huge, over 100 feet, 150 feet tall. But it's the tulip-looking flowers on this plant in May and June that give it its name. These 3 to 4 inch across, orange tall, green and orange tulip-looking flowers. It is so cool. It's so cool. That's right. I remember we called it tulip poplar, though it's in the magnolia family, not a poplar at all. And I remembered as I was looking at this tree, I remembered a letter from an art league in my hometown sent to me that when my father died, saying they planted a tulip poplar in a local park in honor of my dad. Is that nice? It's very nice. Anyway, I recognized many other trees, native, you know, the birches and the gum trees and the catalpas and the glendicias and the robinias and sumacs. Yep, sumacs, the real sumacs. And oaks, oh my gosh. You know, the eastern forest covers a lot of ground, many states. It's beautiful for sure, but a great reminder of how lucky we are to live in the Southwest, the borderlands, where we encounter more diversity in a drive from the Sonoran Desert to the top of a sky island. It's amazing. I'll tell you what, my friends, the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.